Mark DeGubin. Hello, friend, and once again, welcome to a few moments of Bible study together around the Bread of Life broadcast. We're looking into the Gospel of Luke, chapter 16. We're considering the black page in that little wordless book that I've been telling you about, a book that the Holy Spirit of God used to open up my young 5-year-old mind and understanding to my need of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're talking about the black page. It had no words on it, but it had a wonderful truth to present, and that is the awfulness of sin, how terrible sin really is, and how that the wages of sin is death, which is separation from God, not only physical death, which is the separation of the spirit and soul from the body, but the second death, which is eternal separation of man from God, who is life and real living. And so, beloved, we are looking in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 16. People may say, well, I don't believe in hell. Well, that doesn't mean that there isn't a hell. I remember years ago going to Carlsbad Caverns, and we went down into those caverns, which are a huge cavern here in the United States of America. We went down into the earth, and it was dark as it could be. We went to one stalagmite that was called the Rock of Ages, and there they turned out the lights, and it was pitch black. I mean, it was so dark, I waved my hand in front of my eyes. I couldn't see a thing. It was so dark. And to be there, I wondered if the sun was still shining. The sun was still shining, but I could have said, I don't believe the sun's shining. But it was, because of my blindness, because of the darkness that surrounded me. I could say, I don't think the sun's shining. But it was, and it is. And so, beloved, hell is a reality, whether people want to believe in it or not. People may say, well, I don't believe in hell. That doesn't change a thing, beloved. Here in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus Christ told us about the reality of this place called Hades, is the literal Greek word for it. Hades, sometimes in the Bible it's translated hell. And he tells us what it's like. Did you know the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Creator God, who took upon himself human flesh in order to come to earth to reveal to you and me the truth about the eternal God? He taught us more about God the Father and God the Holy Spirit than anyone else. He came to teach us about and to reveal to us God in a way that we could comprehend and understand. And Jesus preached more and taught more on this subject of hell than any other Bible prophet or Bible teacher. Jesus knows the reality of hell, beloved, and he described Hades. He described this in Luke chapter 16, verse 19 through 31. Let me read it to you. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died, and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom, because Abraham's bosom was the place called paradise. It was the place to which the souls of men and women that were righteous went to when they died. It was a particular part of Hades. Hades was divided into two separate parts, two separate distinct places. One place was paradise, The other place was a place of torment and suffering. And that's what we're going to find out about as we read this passage of Scripture. We're going to read about those two places. The beggar knew the Lord and the truth of his being a sinner and had put his faith and trust in Almighty God, had done what God required of him in order to be declared righteous. And thus he went to the place of Abraham's bosom, which was another term for paradise. The rich man also died and was buried. His body was buried and in hell. In Hades he lifted up his eyes, being in torments. He was in the other part of Hades, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. You see, this place of paradise and Hades was such that person could look across to the other side. And he cried. He saw Abraham and Lazarus, and he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all of this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, a huge chasm, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence, or from where you are. He said, there's no possible way that Lazarus could come to you, or that you could escape where you are. And then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that you would send him, Lazarus, to my father's house, back on earth. For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they come into this place of torment and suffering. But Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. That is, the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said to him, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Beloved, did you know that one did arise from the dead? That one is the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet how many today will not believe? And so this was a true statement that Abraham made. If they hear not the word of God, they won't believe the one arose from the dead. And so this terrible, terrible place is the place of Hades. Now Jesus told about the death of this man named Lazarus and the death of this rich man who knew Lazarus. Lazarus knew the Lord, but the rich man died without a relationship with the Lord. Jesus explained that Hades was what it was like for the rich man who went there when he died. He said it was a place of torments. Notice in verse 23, in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments. Notice he could still see there in hell. He was still able to see, and he was also able to communicate, but he was in terrible, terrible torment. And in verse 23, in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments. Where the rich man was, he could still see, and he could communicate and speak across that great gulf. And so he saw Abraham afar off, as we've just read, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, send Lazarus to me. I'm tormented in this flame. Now we see that the place of torment there, the place of Hades where the rich man was, there was no water. there was heat and flame in which the rich man was tormented. And he said, Have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. He didn't ask for a barrel of water. He didn't ask for a glass of water. He only asked for as much water as would cling to a fingertip, that he may dip his finger in water, the tip of it, and drop it on my tongue, for I'm tormented in this flame. And notice, it's a place of memory, because Abraham said, Son, remember. It's a place of separation with no escape. He said, Beside all of this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. And so it was a place of memory. The rich man could remember all the bountifulness that he had enjoyed back on earth. He could remember the many glasses of water that he had drank. He could remember the other things that he had drank that were so delicious and enjoyable. He could think back and remember what he enjoyed, what it was like to take a bath and to have his whole body immersed in water. He could remember and think back. But there was no help there now. Not even a drop of water was available for him. And he couldn't escape. It was a place where he was confined and could not get out of. He couldn't escape from there. And, beloved, he's still there today in that place of torment. He's still suffering torment in that place, that terrible and awful place of Hades. Another thing about it is that it's a place of concern for loved ones. Did you know, beloved, that people that have died, that you know, your loved ones, friends, neighbors, brothers, sisters, mother, father, that you knew who did not know Jesus as Savior, they're in that terrible and awful place, and they're concerned about you. And they want you to escape and not come to this place. They want you to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and to put your faith and trust in Him, because they don't want you to come where they are. They don't want you to endure the torment and the suffering. Just as the rich man said, I have five brothers. Warn them. I don't want them to come here. Because, beloved, hell is a place of concern for lost loved ones. Until next time, goodbye.